It is Friday, June 21st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the hot, sultry suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There are several links for today's program regarding official U.S. government vaccine schedules. That way you'll know just exactly how many vaccines or how many shots you need in order for the government to meet its objectives. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. Now, in addition to vaccines, every industrialized nation in the world has banned Monsanto's RBGH as unsafe. But no surprise here, it's legal and unlabeled in the United States. In order for the FDA to determine if Monsanto's growth hormones were harmful or not, Monsanto had to submit evidence of its safety. Margaret Miller, one of Monsanto's researchers, put a scientific report together claiming its safety. Shortly before the report submission, Miller left Monsanto and went to work for the FDA, where her first assignment was to determine whether or not to approve the report that she wrote for Monsanto. Essentially, Monsanto approved its own report. Assisting Miller was another former Monsanto researcher, Susan Session. Deciding whether or not RBGH-derived milk should be labeled fell under the jurisdiction of another FDA official, Michael Taylor, who previously worked as a lawyer for Monsanto. Today, our guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. She also writes for ThatTruth.com. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna, for having me on again. Actually, I write for the American Survival Newsletter, not Back Truth, which people can access at the bottom of the link section of my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site.
Now, where did I ever get the idea that you wrote for Back Truth? I guess it's
Truth is very important.
Okay.
And one thing I would like to bring up first, because it's getting ridiculous, so many autism causes... mercury causes autism disinformers are still out there pushing this lie. And Back Truth comes in very important because in August of 2012, UK investigative journalist Christina England found 30-year-old government documents proving that they're talking about autism actually being subacute grossing panencephalitis, which I've been saying for over 15 years. And the reason this is so important is because that's from the virus. So every ingredient in a vaccine is toxic. They're disrupting our genetic structure. But the virus itself is causing autism, Tourette's syndrome, ADD, all of these neurological problems, along with other toxins. But it's not the mercury. Mercury and aluminum causes Alzheimer's. So that's one thing I want to get out there, folks. If anybody tells you otherwise, this secret document from the UK, put it to rest.
Okay, super. All righty, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. That's C-A-R-L-E-Y. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And you mentioned Christina England, who we had the pleasure of having her on the program in October of last year. So yes. She's quite an excellent researcher and has some valid experiences of her own regarding her own children, which...
Well, that's what got her into this, just like, you know, my child being brain damaged from vaccines is what got me into this, because any of us that have bought the party line for the medical mafia, you know, we believe that this is the right thing to do to make our children, quote-unquote, protected. And when you watch a disaster unfold before your eyes, and especially when the white coat tells you, oh, no, that had nothing to do with the vaccine, it was all a coincidence. Of course, your gut tells you something different. And
sure.
I hope that I explained that well, because the reason this is such an important point is because once you realize that there is no such thing as a safe vaccine, then you have to go to the next level and realize that they're intentionally harming people. These are bioweapons. They know exactly what they're doing.
Of course. And especially when you look at the history of some of these ABC agencies, such as the CDC, and then look at their vaccine schedules. And I've put several of those schedules up on today's date on my radio schedule page. And my word, when you look at them, and you think they want us to have all of these vaccines? I mean, they're all poison. Every ingredient in them is poison. I mean, you have aborted fetal tissue, you have monkey kidney DNA, you have horrific things that are just anybody in their right mind, if they look at this, would say absolutely not. I don't want any part of that stuff in my body.
Right. Not to mention the alteration of our very genetic structure. One of the references in my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which is on drcarley.com, is a July 1999 Scientific American article entitled Genetic Vaccines. And this article is so outstanding because it shows you how the rings of DNA in vaccines get into your genetic structure. Now, in this article, they're pretending that this is a good thing because this is how they're going to reverse genetic mutations. But when you read it with, you know, eyes to see, you realize, oh, okay, well, this is how they're causing the genetic mutations in the first place. And this is a very important point, as the Supreme Court on June 13th decided there would be no patents on natural genes, but they didn't say anything about the genes being mutated by the mad scientists. So this is really important. They're going to be patenting all the monstrosities that they create. And, of course, you know, putting them in vaccines, that's their major delivery system. Although, as you were also mentioning at the top of the hour, genetically modified food is another way they're doing it. And I just have to say, I encourage everybody, just type in to any search engine, list of senators who voted no on GMO labeling. You can get the list of these traitors. And then you will see the whole aisle thing, forget it, that's an illusion. Because you have senators from both sides, you know, they meet beforehand and they figure out, okay, how many votes do we need to just quash this labeling thing? Who can vote to quash it? Because depending on if you're up for election or other factors that you may not want to piss off your constituents, they just make arrangements beforehand, and that's how they vote. I mean, the idea that we don't have the right to know what's in our food, I mean, that is so insane on its face. It's amazing to me that people aren't more outraged.
I think it's simply because they have not taken the time to find out what's in these vaccines. They have not taken the time to educate themselves. They go to some of the sites that I have linked today, and they say they look at and see what the government wants them to do, and obediently they just march along and do whatever the government says. And of course, everybody knows that the government never lies about anything, and yet they believe them in certain areas, and not in others. What is wrong with people? Other than brainwashing and indoctrination and attention to all of those TV commercials.
And, of course, fear, because we're led to believe that, you know, if we become a squeaky wheel, then we're going to get greased somehow by the government in a bad way. So people just go along with these things just not to, you know, basically cause any problems. Go along to get along type attitude, which, of course, is going to severely maim or kill your child or pet eventually to some degree. As I always say, it's not just the neurological problems. It's all the diseases in internal medicine. I've had clients call me with little babies that have had strokes and heart attacks, renal failure, cancer, insulin-dependent diabetes. I mean, you name it. And that is the reason that it's hard for me not to be outraged, because I hear from these people every day the experiences that they've had, especially when they go back to the white coat and they say, look, I had a normal child, you injected them with this witch's brew, and look what we've got here now. Never, ever did they admit it was the vaccine. It's amazing to me that people are putting up with this.
Right. Well, you mentioned the word fear, and I think that that plays into parents' mentality. They say, oh, we've got to do this, or my child will get smallpox, or my child will get diphtheria, or my child, who's, three or four days old, might actually get hepatitis B from having contact with needle users or sexual contact. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Hepatitis B, please.
Right. Well, you see, when I had my son get all his vaccines, he's a little over 17, I didn't know any better. You know, I believe the propaganda in medical school, there really was no internet at that point. There was no way to do real research. People today have no excuse. What I tell people is, you know, you're going to spend a month or two getting the nursery ready. How about if you spend a weekend on the internet and check things out for yourself and read articles that, you know, are true. And people are too lazy to do that. You know, it's just basically do what you're told until something happens. And then you got a problem. But, you know, although my protocol reverses all these vaccine-induced diseases, my goal is to stop this insanity altogether. Forget exemptions. We should not have to be exempted from a bioweapon. People need to just say no, period. No, I'm not going to do it. And if that means you have to homeschool, then get together with a bunch of other parents, take turns, find a way to have like a group homeschool. Do something to protect your children because a whole generation is being destroyed. And now we hear that the Belgian parliament is working on a law. They're going to allow autistic children and Alzheimer's patients to give informed consent for euthanasia. Now, you can't give informed consent to begin with if you have a neurological issue because, by definition, you can't be informed, ergo you cannot consent. But in the case of the children, there's the legal, you know, aspect to it as far as age goes. On top of that, you can't give consent unless you're an adult. But yes, these people are just moving forward to allow these atrocities without family input. Now, of course, they've been killing these people for years, but now they're going to make it official, which should send chills down people's spine. They call it compassionate medicine. You know, it's always opposite day, compassionate killing, okay? And I predict there will be a new specialty formed because, you know, we're going to be, you know, involved in this here. We already are. But like I said, they're going to make it official. And you'll have this specialty of compassionate medicine where psychopathic doctors can go in to learn how to kill their patients. And that's their job. And you think about that. It's chilling. I don't know what other word to use. But, you know, these are the things that are going on.
Right. Well, that also happens in organ harvesting, where the doctor actually has to kill the patient in order to harvest the organs. And these people have to be alive in order to have a viable organ in order to transplant. But there's a lot of money in it. And so they just sweep their morals, if they ever had any, under the carpet and go ahead and do that. And then, of course, you have all the abortion clinics. And we have had what is probably up to 57 million people aborted since 1973. So certainly this kind of thing is not new to the American public. And I guess they feel that, well, if the government says it's okay to do it and it's legal, then it must also be moral. But if you have values, you really do have to look at these things and evaluate, okay, just what kind of person am I? Alrighty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break just momentarily. But something else that was kind of interesting, over the weekend, or at least, let's say, I guess about a week ago on 6/11, there are certain medical groups that are praising the Justice Department for increasing access to emergency contraception and saying, isn't this wonderful? Apparently, the children may have forgotten prophylactic on a banana. So I guess they have to have this emergency contraception. Okay, we'll be right back. 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. All one word, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. All righty. When I read that, I thought, oh my goodness, what are these people thinking? That they want to increase access without a prescription to anybody for emergency contraception. Are they nuts?
Well, no, they're trying to make it where parents have absolutely nothing to say about anything their children do. You know, destruction of the family, that's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. And it's pretty much happening, you know, as we speak. The children are being pornified on Talmudivision. You know, they're being exposed to all kinds of terrible things, bullies from vaccine-damaged children, because vaccine damage also causes violence. I suggest people check out the book Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, which talks about that. So all of these different things that are going on, I can't even imagine being a young person in today's world going to a school where you have to go through, you know, one of those metal detectors and who knows what else.
That's just why parents
should homeschool. But, yes, they're destroying a generation morally, physically, mentally, every way they can, because as the New World Order becomes more and more right in our face, they want to have a whole group of young people that are basically unable to do anything, you know, to stand up, to even understand what's going on.
Right. And if you look at the vaccine schedules, we're talking not just young people. We are talking from birth to death. They have a vaccine for everything that you can imagine, for shingles, for all kinds of things. And they're advertising all of these things on television. And, I mean, it's just amazing. And look at the Gardasil. That is a horrible, horrible vaccine. And it also may induce sterility or infertility. So can you tell us anything about the Gardasil vaccine?
Well, that's one of the worst vaccines that they've ever come up with, in my opinion. Many young women have died. Of course, they're pushing it on boys now as well. All kinds of side effects, paralysis, yes, infertility, cervical warts. You will get the HPV because they're injecting it into you, just like all vaccines. They're not protecting you. They're inoculating you with it. And so it's very important for people to check these things out for themselves. There's all kinds of YouTubes of young women speaking about lives before and after the HPV jab. And one of the things I like to educate people is to the fact that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, including the HPV vaccine, which allegedly protects you from cancer. Now, if that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. And, of course, right, they don't test them because they know they cause cancer. This is one of the major ways they're creating cancer, is with vaccines.
Right. And wasn't there also the cancer virus in some of the polio vaccines that were given back in when, the 50s? And
well, up until the 80s, they left it on the market 15 years, the oral polio vaccine, after they knew it had SV40, simian virus 40, which does cause cancer, lymphoma, and things of that nature. Hepatitis B virus can also cause liver cancer. So they're making all these viruses to cause cancer in the first place. And, you know, I have documentation of this, thousands of pages from the Special Virus Cancer Program back at the time of Nixon. Started it in Fort Detrick. They've been making viruses to cause cancer. They've been seeing what other factors like radiation, pesticides, how can they make the cancer grow faster? This is the kind of research they're doing and have been doing since the 1970s.
Which coincides with Kissinger's report, his special memo, regarding the depopulation of the planet. And so it's if you put that, add that factor in, then you can kind of see what they're doing. But the other thing about this is that people aren't going to just drop over dead. They are going to go to their doctor, and their doctor is going to charge them huge amounts of money to treat the diseases that they're getting. And so this finances the pharmaceutical industry, the hospitals, and the doctors. And it certainly, I had a guest on day before yesterday that was talking about the removal of a wart. And she went to the doctor, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to have to cauterize that." And so she went home and put apple cider vinegar on it for a couple of weeks, and it went away. And probably cost her, oh, maybe $2 or so. And the surgery or whatever the doctor was going to do would have been, she said, about $1,000. And so with all of these diseases that they are installing in you through vaccine, are very profitable. And so doctors are in the business of taking care of symptoms, not curing diseases or preventing them. Alrighty, we do have a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pompous and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and her name is spelled C-A-R-L-E-Y. Now, generally, we do not take any calls until the second hour, but one of our regular listeners has to leave, and he has a question that he absolutely wants to ask you.
Okay.
So we will take Wes in Idaho. Is Wes there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you, okay. Do either one of you know of a Dr. Cicero Cumba of Brazil and his work reversing autoimmune disease with high-dose vitamin D, like 25 to 50,000 a day?
No, I've never heard of him, and there are many ways that you can heal problems, but I would be very leery of anything high dose that you're implying that it's given by IV. I would never allow anything to be given IV.
No, I've done it myself. 100,000 a day I went to, but I had to back off from it because I had a blood clot for a while. But it was a temporary blood clot, a superficial is what they called it. They did not suggest either drugs or an operation. I quit taking the 100,000 a day, and it disappeared in 30 days. Now, he is on YouTube. There are a number of half-hour videos, and one of them with 140,000 views has good English because you understand in Brazil it's a Portuguese language. And some of the other things on there on YouTube of him being interviewed have lousy translations, but this one has great translations in which there are six people that say they had a total reversal of five of them for multiple sclerosis and one of them for arthritis with just high dose of vitamin D. And I have watched this film six or eight times, gotten into weeping with tears, and what is one thing really interesting, we're talking about another language, so body language is really, you know,
Okay, Wes, let's let Dr. Carley address this. Vitamin D is something that you get when you go out in the sunshine.
And I get a lot of that, too.
Not only that, but it's a fat-soluble vitamin A, D, E, and K. You can take too high of a dose. That's a massive dose.
Yes.
It is an absolute massive dose.
I know.
So I would not go that way. In my opinion, you have to be careful of anybody that claims a magic bullet approach.
Well,
in my opinion, you have to detox. You have to alkalinize. You have to take in good food. There's a number of things you have to do to deal with the issues on various levels. Just taking vitamin D, I don't believe that's going to reverse anything.
Vitamin K2 as well. I hereby announce, Wes in Idaho, I am in remission.
That is wonderful.
After 6 months of high dose vitamin D, I feel better. I have better outlook. I'm lifting weight.
We're very happy for you, Wes, and thank you for your phone call. All righty. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I personally would be very reluctant to take anything high dose. As you say, Dr. Carley, it can be dangerous, and there's no one silver bullet for every little thing, for every big thing.
In my opinion, you have to find somebody that knows the whole big picture concept of disease, especially how to help you get off drugs if you're on drugs, because the drugs always cause massive side effects. But one thing I wanted to mention that you were talking before the break about how the doctors are, you know, doctors, hospitals, big pharma, they're all just making money. I want to mention another reason that they're so incompetent is because they don't know how to heal. They don't know what causes disease. They haven't got a clue. And so that's why each person has to do their own research. I suggest with downloading my four diagrams on either of my websites, but the Reversing Vids website's easier. The first diagram is the big picture. It's the cause of all disease on one piece of paper. And then I have a lecture of me explaining those. And it's just common sense, actually, when you think about it. But the other very important thing people have to know about is what happens to any doctor that steps out of the box. Losing your license is the very least. In my case, they've been torturing my son for over a decade, and I heard that you had David Scherter on, the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. I have his book. I can't read it because this is what's happening to my son for a decade now. So if people want to know, you know, what I've been going through, that interview describes what I have to know that's happening to my son, because they make sure to send me little things so that I'll know this is the situation. And people should be outraged at the fact that if a doctor learns how to heal something or, you know, gets the big picture of disease as I have, that they would actually have attempts made on their life, lose their license. My son's situation, having had no contact with him for over a decade, I don't even know if he's still alive. And I can assure you it's very hard to get up with a in a good mood, you know, every day, knowing that. And so these are the things that outrage me, Deanna, because people are not standing behind or with the people who are really trying to do something. We have to stop this vaccine hoax, period. Forget the exemptions. You say, no, I will not do it. That's what people have to do, in my opinion.
Okay, now you talked about the chart that you had made, and you suggested going to reversing vaccineinduceddiseases.com. And if we, which link is it? Is
the vaccine-induced disease tab.
Okay.
And you'll see, towards the bottom it says click here for Dr. Carley's diagrams.
Okay.
There's four of them. You print them out, and then you listen to the lecture. On that tab, you can also see physician's warranty of vaccine safety. This is a very important document. Everybody should download. I don't know who wrote it. It wasn't me, but it's fantastic. It basically is a document you would take to the pediatrician or the veterinarian and basically tell them, you want to vaccinate my loved one? Okay, here, sign this document that says you know everything that's in the vaccine and you know that this cannot hurt my loved one. And, of course, they will never sign it. And this is very effective, especially if you have, a grandmother and a mother who disagree on this issue or spouses that disagree. You both go, and then the one who hasn't done their homework watches what happens when the white coat is confronted with this document. It is hilarious. Usually they run to the bathroom, but, I've heard all kinds of responses, firing the patient as a patient and all kinds of things because they know what they're doing, you see. And it's hard for people to face reality that the doctors who remain in the system are psychopaths or they've sold their soul, whatever their lack of ability to have a conscience that works is. They are doing what they're told, and you are going to pay for it. Financially is the least of it. The results of what they do, even with their diagnostic test.
Okay. I think that probably a lot of doctors would not consider themselves a psychopath, but they are locked into a system wherein they've gone to college, they have these big loans, they've got a spouse that expects to drive a Mercedes, and they expect to educate their children at high-cost colleges. And so they go along with the system to get along, and as you say, they've kind of sold out. But I think that a lot of people go to medical school, and probably you went to medical school because you thought, I really want to help people. I really want to help people get better, and they have the best intentions in the world. But then they get sucked into this system, into this apparatus, and then they're caught. And it takes a lot of courage to leave that system and to speak out. And I think that that you have done this, and of course it has. There's a lot of collateral damage.
Right, because the people do not stand up with the ones who are really telling the truth. I agree with you. There are, I was naive. I didn't know, but there comes a point where it's right in front of your face.
Sure.
Before I even found out about vaccines, I was witnessing euthanasia, experimentation on poor people, and research fraud. That's
absolutely
the reason I left.
Right.
So there comes a point where you know. But just like you said, you have to say, okay, am I going to pay back the school loans? Am I going to have a prestige, place in my hospital, in my community, whatever the case may be? Yeah. Some of them may not be psychopaths, but they're certainly egomaniacs.
Yeah,
but there's
right.
There's a slippery slope there. When do you cross the line?
Sure. And for instance, the people that are harvesting, the doctors who are harvesting organs. I mean, I don't know how they can sleep at night. I don't know how people who are doing harm to other people can sleep at night. Either they have to totally abandon their value system if they ever had one, or they have to learn to rationalize and justify and make all kinds of excuses to themselves. And there are some doctors who stay in the system, and maybe they specialize in something that doesn't do as much damage, or they, I don't know which specialization that would be. Because when you think of pediatrics, that's probably the most damaging specialty that one could go into.
Well, pediatrics and psychiatry are pretty much equally evil. I would say orthopedics probably is one area Although with all these replacement parts that are now falling apart and stuff, that's changing as well. But orthopedics will always be needed, and some of them do good work. But most of these specialties, all the internal medicine ones, it's all vaccine-induced disease. And as I said, there comes a point where if you do any research at all, you know, because there's scientific papers out there, I have thousands of them from all over the world where they found the vaccines cause this abnormality and that abnormality, and I'm going to be the one that puts it all together, which I've already done, and I've been talking about vaccines causing all these internal medicine diseases for almost 16 years now, but the point is people really have to start checking these things out, because Obamacare is another whole level of tyranny within that once they force you to get insurance, and this is what I predict, and watch and see if it doesn't happen, that you will be forced to get vaccines to keep your insurance. Women will have to get mammograms, which cause breast cancer, to keep their insurance, and they'll make all of these different demands of the patient that they have to do. It's total control of your body. You don't even have a say in what happens to your body anymore. I mean, that's like where liberty begins and freedom begins.
Sure. Now, you mentioned pets, and personally, I have seen know of pets that are now getting what we would refer to as people diseases, when dogs and cats never got these kinds of things in earlier generations.
Right. Well, that's because they're doing the same thing to the pets that they're doing to the people. They're corrupting their immune system. I have a pet page on reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. The article Science of Vaccine Damage has 19 scientific studies from Purdue University, not funded by Big Pharma, and they came up with the same conclusion that I came up with. The vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. And, in fact, the rabies vaccine package insert is also on that page, on the pet page, and you will see they actually admit that the tissue culture used to grow the rabies virus causes autoimmune disease when injected into the pet. Now, that's the first place I've ever seen it admitted. It's true for all vaccines. But what person in their sane mind would actually allow this to be done? But you see, most of the vets don't even know this. They don't even read the package inserts. And they're certainly not giving informed consent to their clients.
Well, when a doctor spends 3 or 4 minutes in the examining room and just looks at test results, they don't really read any of this. And when you have something wrong, if your test comes back positive for such and such, then there's just certain drugs that they can prescribe for that thing, according to the American Medical Association, the pharmaceutical industry, and the hospitals. So they are not allowed to go outside of that protocol. And, well, they can see more patients. If they only spend, 4 or 5 minutes with each patient, then they can see more patients, and their billable hours go up, and
right.
They make more money.
Well, that's called standards of practice. They have these flow charts. Basically, you know, you could have a computer in a room and have it perform the same function as a white coat. You know, just type in your symptoms and let them spit out a diagnosis with a prescription.
Go ahead. Isn't that what Walmart and some, or not Walmart, but Walgreens and some of the other drugstores are doing, that they have people on duty that administer flu shots and also administer other kinds of things? Like you can go, I've never done this, of course, but I've heard about it, that you can go in and it's kind of a quick one-stop shop kind of a thing where you can just get a flu shot and get a prescription for your cold if someone on duty sees you?
I think it's called an instant clinic. And just to let people know, anybody that gives a vaccine has to be trained in advanced cardiac life support, not just basic pump them and blow in their mouth. I'm talking about advanced cardiac life support. So what does that tell you? And I can assure you that most of the people aren't trained. As a matter of fact, they're giving vaccines where you drive through the window at one of these pharmacies and stick your arm out the door and they inject you with a flu vaccine, and then they tell you to go sit in the parking lot and, for 15 minutes and start honking if you develop a problem. I mean...
Oh, my word. My goodness.
It's unbelievable what's going on.
Indeed. All righty, we have a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And we have a question from the chat room. Apparently, there is a report at activistpost.com that indicates that many people have misdiagnosed the flu and that in many cases it is actually pneumonia. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I would love anyone who's ever gone into any doctor's office or emergency room and told they have a flu to call in if there was ever a test actually done. They never test for anything. You see, this is how they can make up their numbers of the quote-unquote flu epidemic. But in general, it's very easy to get pneumonia after you get the flu. Pneumonia is just an infection in your lung. It can be viral or bacterial, either one. But the bottom line is they very rarely do any tests anyway. If you get a chest x-ray and they see that your lungs look like they're very dense, especially towards the bases of the lungs, they're going to diagnose you with pneumonia. But once again, almost never will they actually take a sputum culture to find out what bug you have. They just stick you on whatever antibiotic, you know, comes into their mind. And this is how they create superbugs and infest people with yeast. And it's just, you know, once you enter the system and they get your diagnosis and the test start and whatever else, they just lead you farther, farther down the hole away from health.
Amazing. Now, we were talking before the break about the drive-up flu shots, and I think we can make a comparison between going in and signing up for a driver's license, and the clerk behind the desk says, oh, would you like to be an organ donor? When, if you were to need a surgery, that the doctor explains to you exactly what's going to happen in the surgery. But the clerk at the Motor V is just a clerk, and they're not going to tell the person that just signed up to be an organ donor that they're going to have to kill you in order to harvest your organs. So we have all of these people who have absolutely no training whatsoever asking these questions and administering shots, vaccines, and they don't know what they're doing. And I think if people started holding these people responsible and saying, hey, this person gave me a shot and now look what happened to me, or my son signed up to be an organ donor and that person is the one that signed him up, I'm going to sue, would that be effective or not?
Well, the courts are totally corrupt, so anytime anybody brings up suing, I say, if I was you, to avoid legal abuse syndrome, I would not get involved with the court. But I encourage everybody to watch the movie Coma. It's basically a documentary on what's really going on in terms of organ harvesting, except for the structure in which they hold the people in the middle between life and death, that they're just waiting for the order to come in for the organ. Other than the structure itself, it's pretty much the way it is. And, of course, when I worked in the hospital, I was a surgeon, so I was on the transplant team. I saw how it worked. And I would never sign the organ donor thing on my driver's license. Now, of course, we have Facebook wanting people to talk about
sure.
that.
Doctor, we do have a station break and our top of the hour 60-second break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors and station ID.